You're listening to Two Bards Podcast. Insert interesting music here.
All right, so this is our first podcast.
Woohoo!
Popping a cherry.
gross. And I promise I will try over the course of these to say less, but this is our first podcast, so you can deal with it.
Sure. Sure, I can.
Well, no, that was a theatrical That one counts. You're allowed to do that. Yeah.
Oh, and we're talking to the other people. I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, we can do that too, but mostly this is for them.
Oh, them. The others.
Yeah, the royal them.
Those not here.
Like dead people?
I see them.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
They call me Bruce. First really bad 80s movie reference ever.
Yeah, really bad in that wood. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He was in Oz, I heard, the new...
Really?
Yeah, and they actually prosthetically enhanced his chin. This isn't a joke. This is real. They actually put a bigger... you're tempting fate at that point.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that we're going to discover... Like, that's going to be the first actual documented mass collapse in a controlled environment is going to be Bruce Campbell's chin folding in on itself, creating some kind of chin singularity.
Or just incurring the wrath of Brian Lewis's chin.
I was going to say, they'll probably be mutual attractors.
Yeah, so that would...
Science! We're coming down heavy with science. So, the first Two Bards podcast. I promise. We are...
Hold it. Just a sec. We should have a poll. Should this be an R-rated and Scott is able to say the F-bomb whenever he wants? Or are we going G-rated where I have to censor myself constantly?
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and take the poll right now. I'm going for R-rated myself.
Excellent.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
I think that if you guys don't like that, let us know either in the comments or shoot us a tweet at @2bards. Hit us up on Facebook. You can go to the website, which will take you essentially to Twitter and Facebook.
Or YouTube.
Yeah, or YouTube. Don't
we should probably we should probably put a Vimeo link up there too.
Well, yeah, we have a Vimeo too. In fact, our Vimeo we actually currently have some content up on our Vimeo, so there's that. So let us know through one of the multitude various and sundry social media outlets. If you don't like hearing Scott's potty mouth.
Yes.
I, however, will never censor myself.
And he won't fucking say any goddamn curse words whatsoever because he's a good little boy.
I am a veritable, toe-headed, haloed angel, yes. Except that I don't have blonde hair.
Nope.
And I did your mom.
And you don't have a halo.
I don't have a halo.
Horns, no halo. And a pointy tail.
That's not a tail. I was stressing.
Oh.
Right. It is pointy, though.
Yeah, it is.
So we should talk about some of the projects we're doing.
Yes, please. Anything but the pointy tail.
So right now, you actually just got back from rehearsal today for Two Rooms.
Yes.
So let's tell me a little bit about Two Rooms.
Two Rooms is a play written by Lee Blessing. Can we edit this out if I get that wrong?
No.
Damn it.
No, it's just staying in.
Pretty sure it's Lee Blessing. And it is about a professor who is taken hostage in Beirut. And it is the story of his wife back home and her trials and tribulations of dealing with his prolonged captivity while talking with a reporter who wants to do a story and a Defense Department worker who does not want her to go public with things. And I play Michael. The play is written for two men and two women. However, we are doing three women and one man. So it is going to be a little bit more interesting than the show already is. It'll be running for 4 days confirmed right now in Seattle, March 31st through June 3rd. However, we're looking at possibly adding dates in either Tacoma, Lakewood, or Olympia. and to stop the questions ahead of time, much like for Proof, Bo and Confrontational Theater Project's other show, we cannot record this and put it on the interwebs due to copyright issues. So we cannot show that for folks that can't come to see the live content.
And to clarify, for those of you who might not know, that's Bo Pritchard, who is the director, and also our favorite Fuzzy Kiwi.
Yes.
So, sorry, Peter Jackson. Maybe next time.
Yeah, no. You ain't got nothing on Bo Pritchard, sorry.
No. Bo was the original Hobbit.
Yes. Ugh. God, have you seen his toes?
Unfortunately, I've seen a little more than his toes.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know.
He did sleep in my bed.
And wear shirts. He did sleep in your bed. That happened.
Yeah.
Cool. So where can people go get tickets or find out more information?
I believe tickets are purchased through Brown Paper Tickets, or you can get them at the Eclectic Theater.
Project?
I really want to incur the wrath of Rick Deskin, who is the proprietor there at Eclectic, and make reference to the formerly known location's name, but he has asked that I not. So the weird waterfowl that it used to be referenced as is no longer, and it is more to be referenced just as Eclectic Theater with one C, Eclect Theater. I don't know the address off the top of my head. 1240 East 10th Street. 10th Street.
Yeah, it's right around the corner from Poe Dogs.
Yeah, and talk about
you should good. Stop there first as well.
And Auto Battery Bar, which is right past Poe Dogs.
Right, correct. that theater manager is a bit of an odd duck. So just go with that.
Yes.
Now, most of the theater projects we talk about today, whenever you listen to this, on the drive to work, on the shitter, I don't care.
On the drive home.
On the drive to the shitter.
I've had many of those.
Ooh. Brown Paper Tickets. Oh, that's unfortunate, actually.
That's a bad segue.
Brown Paper Tickets is where you're going to go for everything. Be sure to just check out their site in general. You can find a lot of great theater on there because they're awesome. Unlike
Ticketmaster.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
I'll say it.
Don't say it. You might summon them.
True.
Yeah. Can't say that three times. All right. Additionally, I was in Olympia on Sunday.
Yes, you were.
Filming a projection piece that's going to be played during a costume change for the... it's not the theater outfit anymore. It's the Tacoma Artists... Or no, Theater Artists Olympia.
Yes,
Theater Dao. Artists Olympia. Dao. The Dao of Pug.
Correct.
They're putting on Reservoir Dogs, which is already awesome. But to make it even more awesome, there's going to be an all-male cast and an all-female cast. That's... not entirely true.
No.
Because there are roles that are in both, but the principal casts are all male, all female. And it's going to be just great. So we filmed, two bards filmed a projection piece that's going to go on display during a costume change. It's the sort of backstory of Mr. Orange getting shot. I would say spoiler, but seriously, the movie is like... 20 years old now.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it yet, I'm sorry, Mr. Orange gets shot. Anyway, so when I was down there, I had a chance to interview Christian Doyle, who's in the all-male cast. Surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Because with that guy, it could go either way.
And in fact, has.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of his thing, actually, so...
But the girls aren't wearing dresses in the all-female version, so...
No, so it
wouldn't
be. That's
probably why you went with
he's
the all-male.
Like, yeah. I think it's because he only wants half of the rehearsal time, so...
True, yeah.
Apparently, one of the best parts about it, they were telling me that nearly all of their auditions were off-book in the audition because it's such a quotable movie.
Yes.
That everybody was off book. Just, they came in off book. The breakfast scene was the audition piece, and, you know, people just nailed it. So we're going to go ahead and cut to the audio of that interview. And
cutting to is a technical term that I have recently learned. It means that we are now going to digitally splice, since we're not working with physical material anymore, what it is referenced to into what it was referenced from, which means we're now going to hear Christian's voice, or Andy admonishing me. I'm going with number two.
I'm going to fucking digitally splice your head. All right, here it is. Thanks. This is Andy Dobrowski with Two Bards. I am sitting here with Christian Doyle, famed actor, sort of among, well, I know him, so that's pretty cool.
Thanks. That's a great intro.
I do what I can.
Uh-huh.
We are sitting here in the theater where we're doing some filming for Christian's upcoming play, Reservoir Dogs. Christian, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. Theater Artists Olympia, a small theater company down in Olympia, Washington, is doing two staged versions of Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs, one with a all-male cast and one with an all-female cast, on alternating nights Thursday through Saturday.
When does it start?
It starts April 4th and runs every weekend that month down at the Midnight Sun Theater on Columbia Street.
Cool. And where can people go to get tickets to that?
They can get that on our website, Theater Artists Olympia, or from brownpapertickets.com.
Excellent. Good to hear. Is that not true? There's not a website?
It's not the website? OliTheater.com. That's right. It's OliTheater.com is the name of the website.
Okay. Kristen just found out he's dumb. So we're,
I didn't just find this out. This is why I have people.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you. Oh, right.
People like so, you.
So why am I here today?
You are here today because you graciously agreed to film the video portion of the play for both casts, and I suckered you into doing it because we're friends.
I wasn't laughing at us being friends. That was just, I thought it was...
I was using the term very lightly.
Okay, good, good.
More lightly now.
How about now? Okay.
Nope, love you again.
Oh, wonderful. So, yeah, basically today we did a few setups and we're doing a silent version of I think it's okay to say this, a silent version of the foot chase scene where Mr. Orange gets shot.
Yeah.
And you are Mr. Orange.
Yeah, I'm the role made famous by Tim Roth.
Noel. And then was made famous by Tim Roth.
Yeah, and then later made even more famous by Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's true. That was...
Actually, I'm pretty sure that never happened.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
No, I think he'll do anything.
He really will. So we're kind of in the middle of the shoot right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we sat down. Today we got to rig Christian up with a blood pack, which is a condom filled with Karo syrup,
mm-hmm.
food coloring, and a string to a... Because we can't use squibs.
Right, because we don't have pyrotechnic license.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Which normally wouldn't stop us, but you know, we actually have responsible people here.
Well, we're shooting down in Olympia, and it's a smaller town. First of all,
right?
We even called the police department this morning when we got here to let them know we were going to be doing that.
His name's Roy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So
good guy. Yeah, lots of tats. It's weird.
I heard he just killed the last police chief. That's how it works here, like town sheriff.
Yeah, it's the strongest. Yeah. The strongest gets to be sheriff.
So we rigged both Mr. Orange and Mrs. Mr. Orange up to these blood packs. Freezing cold.
Really
cold.
Biting
outside.
Wind. It was warm today.
Very cold. And then we poured syrup all over them, essentially, to make them bleed.
Yeah, and today's St. Patrick's Day. So compared to what I usually do on St. Patrick's Day, It was a big change, and it was nice.
Probably drier.
Plus I'll remember this,
right.
Which is something.
Well, it's we're not done yet.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay, so that's awesome. Reservoir Dogs. Go check out brownpapertickets.com.
OliTheater.com.
Yep, and come down and see it. It looks like it's going to be an awesome show. Let's talk a little bit about Gamers 3.
Let's.
So, last year in August,
yeah,
you guys started filming Gamers 3, Gen Con Indie.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and what you have kind of coming up for Gamers 3, because there's still some more stuff happening for the Gamers universe that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know too much about all of it, but I can tell you that that shooting in Indianapolis during Gen Con was so much fun and really hard to do, and I had just a really good time. I didn't think I could possibly have a better time making a movie in my entire life until a couple months later when we did ZoeCon. And I'm pretty sure those are the three best days of filming I've ever had in my life, because I got to like fulfill all of my like childhood actor dreams. You know, it was awesome. I got to, you know, do stuff I never thought I would actually get to do on film but have always wanted to. And I'm very pleased about that.
Yeah, I think you're referring probably mostly to the Star Wars stuff.
Obviously anything Star Wars related that I got to do was dream come true. More importantly, I got to beat up Matt Vansell.
Yes.
And I've been waiting to do that since he first put me in a dress.
Right. Actually, in one of the most recent pickup shoots, you got to do a little bit more than beat him up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to give anything away, but it's interesting that we're talking about the Reservoir Dogs play today when one of the scenes was, I think, a direct throwback to that film. So
yeah, that was a great scene. So can you talk a little bit about? I guess we can probably talk a little bit about Humans in Households, since Matt's talked about it publicly. If not, I'll cut this out, and you guys can just wait. But I think we can talk about it.
But yeah, Humans in Households, from what I understand, and from what I've read in the original drafts, which was some time ago, I'm not going to say how long, but it can be measured in years, is the Gamers in Reverse. Basically, a group of fantasy heroes are sitting at a table playing a game, but they're playing mundane characters from our version of the real world, and hijinks ensues. There's another project that goes along with that, which
right.
I don't remember the name of.
Yeah, I don't either, unfortunately. So,
but I'm looking forward to doing that one too.
Yeah, so check the links surrounding the podcast, and maybe I will have thought about it and remembered to put it in, but no guarantees there. So what else do you have going on?
Wow, aside from Reservoir Dogs, two short films, developing my own web series, and later this year starring in Jesus Christ Superstar, nothing.
So let's talk a little bit about your web series, because Jesus Christ Superstar, we will probably again do another podcast to remind you to go check that out and grab tickets later, and that one's pretty well established. So let's talk about your web series a little bit. Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I like I said, it's still in development. It's being worked on by myself and you, Andy, and Scott C. Brown, who I believe you know as well.
No.
Okay. Well,
not really.
He's kind of a prick, but you get over it after a while, and he warms up to you.
See, I've heard the opposite. Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh no, not that.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to do the finger motion. I understand
okay,
what you're talking
gotcha,
about.
Right.
Okay.
You're the Irishman, but he's the one with the curse. It's funny.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Sorry, Scott. I love you.
Oh, yeah, me too. But it's basically Scott and I becoming roommates and him joining my band, which consists of my brothers and myself. And then we all move into his place. And he teaches us how to be more human and likable, and we teach him how to, in our eyes, be a real man.
Nice, nice. And this is kind of a classic sitcom inspired, right?
Oh yeah, like we wanted, because I mean, it's about like, you know, him trying to join this band. So we've got this band that we've put together and are writing songs and music for, and then we've got, you know, the angle of the, you know, the roommates all living together, and so it's kind of, but they're kind of terrible people, so it's got that kind of Always Sunny kind of vibe to it, but also, you know, harkens back to like the Monkees and the Partridge Family. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks for taking time to sit down with us.
Oh, I'm so glad I could do it.
Yeah, Well, it's...
Oh, they can't see me shaking my head.
No.
Okay,
no,
never mind.
They can probably hear it.
Oh, good. Yeah, the audio in here is actually pretty good.
It's not bad. All right, so thanks very much, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again very soon.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
not going to talk to him. And we're back.
Wow.
I know, it's like
it's
it didn't
as
even
if
happen.
I was laughing for 5 minutes.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about some Two Bards work that we want to do.
Yes.
The biggest project we currently have going on is Glass Cannons.
Mm.
I've talked a little bit about Glass Cannons to a few people. I guess I should give the spiel on this one, huh?
Yes, so, okay. You should.
I like your voice better, but yeah. So Glass Cannons is... something I thought of.
Glass cannons is something I thought of.
Shut up, Scott, so much. Can you just shut up more? Shut up forever. Glass cannons is something I thought of when I was talking about a D&D character. Actually, I think it was a Pathfinder character. It doesn't matter. We were discussing armor, and I said that, you know, that there's a reason that wizards can't wear plate. And the reason wizards can't wear plate is because when they do... you get Sauron, which, as far as I know, is the only case of a wizard wearing plate, and that didn't turn out too well.
No.
So wizards don't wear plate. And, you know, we the discussion moved forward, and the term glass cannon came up. For those of you who don't know or who don't play tabletop games, a glass cannon is essentially a low armor, high damage character. So... low armor and easy to hit, I guess, would be the other thing. So it's a glass cannon. And the idea came up of doing a storyteller piece, kind of in the vein of, oh, Are You Afraid of the Dark, or Tales from the Crypt, or even the old Jim Henson storyteller pieces where mm-hmm. where you have a framing piece and then individual, completely autonomous stories within that framing piece. So, we like the idea a lot. I bought a domain name. The domain name is actually owned by someone who's parking it. So, if you guys know who owns glasscannons.com, please drive by his house and punch him in the fucking throat. I would appreciate it.
Take pictures or it didn't happen.
Don't take pictures. That doesn't work out well.
Take pictures. Post them.
Anyway, so... yeah, some guy in Texas, too. It makes it worse. It makes it worse to know he's in Texas.
All of our exes live in Texas.
That's not true.
One of mine does.
Most of mine live within a day's drive.
Oh.
I probably should move to Texas at this point. I will never move to Texas.
No.
And if you're from Texas, you have a lovely state.
Yes. Just too fucking hot.
Oh dear God. It is awful. It is a fat man's hell, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of
ball sauce waiting not to happen.
Yeah, to guys my size, Dallas instantly translates in the mind to sweaty ass crack. So, not a fan.
Nope.
Oh, there's no humidity. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's all completely evaporated off. It's like the surface of Venus, except for that has high humidity. So, I guess it's not like that. But sulfuric acid doesn't count.
No, it doesn't really, because... anyway.
So.
We're not Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No. We are just very big fans. Neil, if you're listening.
Thank you for all you
do. No, you should come on the podcast. That would be great.
Yes, we'll Skype you in. And then we'll be on your show
yeah.
that I hear late nights on the weekends.
I think that's going to be a thing, is we're going to end every podcast with Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening, please come on the show.
Please come on the show.
so, Glass Cannons, back on topic, is a story piece where... wizards get together in a neutral realm. I don't want to give away the wizards that will be there yet, but you can count on a couple of the archetypal wizards from a few fantasy worlds essentially showing up. They get together and they tell stories. The stories don't necessarily have to be about themselves or about their party. They're just stories told from the context of a wizard. And then they have their own problems that they're dealing with in their little group. And, you know, that's kind of the connecting story piece. And Two Bards is producing that fully. And then we are asking other production companies to produce the individual stories. And it's great because it allows people to maybe tell a story that they couldn't tell in their own mythos that they've wanted to tell. Also, we're just cheap fucks, is really what it comes down to. We are cheap. Oh, we're
lazy.
It's not that we're cheap so much as we're poor.
Yes.
So
we have very expensive taste.
I went to a Walgreens and I bought a jar of the Fireball fish eggs just because I wanted to feel like I was eating caviar.
Yeah.
No, it smelled horrible.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it tasted even worse.
Yeah, it was like I was exhaling cat food all day. It was awful.
Wow.
So, Sarah Moore from Gamer Chick has already agreed to produce a piece, and we've got a few other people who are looking forward to doing one as well.
We could collect someone to do one, it would be great.
Well, you know, I mean, some of these people just aren't collectible.
That's true.
Yeah.
But some people are collectible and should just sign the fucking paper. You know who I'm talking about.
I really don't know. That went dark and I don't know why. But
I know.
It's
okay. It can go dark.
So we have a few people lined up. I don't want to talk about them until they've signed on, collectible or not, to write these shorts and produce them. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's going to be the first big Two Bards production, I think, that we get out, and we're aiming for hopefully fall. It might be a little later, but fall's where we're trying to get.
And by fully out, we mean a full season.
We mean starting the season, but having it ready to roll out sequentially over a couple of months every week.
Right, yeah.
So yes, produced.
Produced, ready to... Yeah. Premiere in the fall.
Or at least in the can, as they say.
Yes.
In prison. So.
And wow, that is a totally different meaning in the movie biz.
It's true. It's true. But kind of also not.
And the escort business, too.
That's true, as well. We've got some other big Two Bards news coming up that I can't talk about just yet. Mm-mm. So I guess you'll have to keep tuning in. Oh, darn. But yeah, it's some good stuff's coming up. Why don't we talk about... So we had a little bit of an upset recently. Not upsetting, per se, but kind of a change of...
Direction, focus.
Change of direct helm. The person at the helm sort of changed in terms of the visual, you know, the person people associate with being at the helm for R.L. McSterlingthong and Scott C. Brown. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Wow.
I don't have to put you on the spot.
There's a bus, and it just ran over me. But that's okay.
Oh, really? I threw you under the bus.
Can you?
He's actually dusting off.
Can you hear that? Okay.
It's mostly psoriasis.
It is. And the skin cells are now in Andy's apartment.
And in my lungs. I've actually got Scott lung disease now.
Yes. Brown lung.
Brown lung.
So...
I'm going to get a settlement, and I'm going to buy a van.
It's almost as bad as mesothelioma, caused by asbestos, apparently, maybe. Organic or otherwise.
Mesothelioma, where you accidentally inhale ballistic.
Mistletoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, that works.
So, not trying to divert the question. Yes, so we are no longer associated with the fine works of R.L. McSterlingthong, and we are moving on in a different... direction with some of the ideas that we were going to bring to that particular franchise, if you will. So we're coming up with a new professor who has an interesting take on the history of history. And we are trying to figure out what Professor TBD's name is going to be. Because... Tiberius Big Dog...
Those weren't initials. That's
Testicles ball.
Ball dick.
Douche, yeah, ball dick. Okay.
Yeah, no, I actually just wrote that down because it is actually to be decided.
But
we've got a few, you know, we've
so
got
that
a few
was to
ideas.
Be determined.
Oh. Well, I didn't have that Franchi Quebecois schooling, so.
That is true. Neither did I.
Oh, okay.
Just a year in a Catholic orphanage. Thanks for bringing it up. Oh, I smell like Father Flynn.
Oh, at least you have sisters, man.
What other names were we talking about?
Let's see.
Ignatius Pendergast.
Freely.
Freely.
Yeah, Ignatius Pendergast Freely. We were talking about... there were a lot of the thirds.
Yes.
Like, we did a lot of that whole, you know, Esquire the Third.
And we do believe we have pinpointed the origination or origin story of the character being High Southern.
Yes, he was bit by a radioactive debutante. No, wait, that's a different origin story.
No, he was bit by a snake and he asked the debutante to suck out the poison. I believe is what the problem was.
So, you're saying that he's a mint julep.
A little bit.
Enjoying sort
yes,
of
he's sort
debonair.
Of a debonair, sort gentleman. Of a grasshopper on the patio.
He longs for the days of old, is what you're saying.
Not too old.
Not too old.
He We're is not longing for the days of Django. Or, I have not seen the movie, so I do not know how to pronounce it, for I fear that it may cause a blemish upon my non-racist stance as a professor of the Pacific Northwestern University.
Just quit digging. Just stop digging for a minute. Don't be a djik. Oh my god.
Would that be djigging then?
Djigging. Oh. Yeah, so racism isn't funny, but words that sound kind of racist are, I guess.
Yes.
So, the name, we really need to come up with a name.
Yes.
So, if you guys have any ideas for a high southern, was it like a high elf?
High elf, yes.
Only with more wife beating?
Elrond, I want it more like an Elrond with we don't say wife beaters anymore.
That's
we say
like, that's
tank
more,
top.
That's more like an Elrond Bob, not El Ronnie.
I ain't got no gad in it.
I like French fried taters.
I like mustard on my taters. Some people call it a sling blade.
I call it a Kaiser blade.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the short, by the way, brilliant.
Yeah.
Even better than the movie, in my opinion.
They call it a sling blade.
They call it a sling blade. Now all I can think of is like the list of people Billy Bob Thornton has gotten with. That is just it's sickening, and that guy deserves a medal.
He does, and honestly, that's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna be the Matt Damon and Ben Affleck of 2017, I believe.
Probably. Well, weed is legal here now.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to be the bad
apple. Like them apples.
I smoked a bowl out of them apples.
That's right.
So if you guys have an idea for a name,
please.
As I said, please send it. Tweet it. Twat it.
No.
Don't tweet it. Just tweet
or
it.
Facebook it.
Please.
Because there won't be a comment section on the RSS feed because I still have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
Give me time. These may be available only as downloadable MP3s for a moment.
Yeah. Or, you know, FLAC for those of you audiophiles who are just insane.
Wow, really? We're going to go FLAC?
No, we're
on
not going to go FLAC.
Jeez.
No. If you like FLAC, I'm sorry. Screw you. I mean, it's great for. No, it's.
This is not Pink Floyd's The Wall.
No.
You don't need FLAC.
This
There's
isn't
no
even.
Subtle...
This isn't even Relics, dude.
This is probably going to be mono. By the time we put this out, so you won't need the high fidelity.
I'll leave it. You know what? I'll leave it stereo. Why not?
Really?
No.
We going over 128?
Well,
we
I mean,
go a full 192K for these fine folks.
Unless we're trying to reach the Amish, I don't think we have to worry about dial up anymore. So
no.
I think I'll just put it out as a nice high quality MP3.
Okay, high quality.
Well, as high quality as you can get with. MP3. We're getting a little geeky up in here, but yeah, as far as you can get with, you know, as high quality as you can get with lossy compression.
With lossy compression.
I would say.
High lossy quality. But then we're not really high fidelity guys anyway.
Dude, you're not
we're
even...
We're sort of lo-fi.
We are a little lo-fi.
So.
So. Yes.
Is there anything else on the big list of topics
today? Oh, yeah, there's actually quite a bit. Let's see.
Just a minute. I'm going to lean forward and see how much time we have taken up of these people's lives that they'll never get back. 25, 26 minutes.
Oh.
Look at that. We have hit our target time.
Now I've got to find a way to fill out that big edit in the middle. Because you just named the time. Oh, they won't know because Christian was in there. So I'll edit this out, too.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm not going to edit this out,
though. No, okay. Of course not. The minute you say you're going to edit something out, unless it's about that other thing that we said that we were going to edit out because it's probably best to edit it out.
Right.
That will be edited out, but nothing else will be.
Yes.
Perfect.
Just follow all that at home. I hope so.
I like the way this guy thinks for those of you at home.
So, Two Bards has been invited, I believe, officially to SpokeCon.
Yes. You and I have been officially invited to SpokeCon, under which helmet we will officially be invited under is irrelevant. We will be going to SpokeCon as Two Bards.
You only have one helmet, really, so it's that one they gave you with the...
Shh.
Okay.
I don't want everyone to know I'm a one-trick pony. Now it's public. You, sir, are irrevocable.
You pulled out irrevocable. All right. Yep. Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see that.
I wanted incorrigible, but I got irrevocable.
That's, well...
The verisimilitude of this is quite astounding.
I could actually revoke it if you want. I could make that happen.
Perfect.
It's not irrevocable, but I won't be taking it out.
Okay.
Okay. Additionally, we have a few other things we've done. There was some filming for the play August. I believe tickets have also available. Had brown paper tickets. That is for the Balogun Theater's production of August, which is looking to be amazing. A southern play filled with southern drama and glorious southern accents. We will be projecting some interesting and non-scripted items during the play that will give it a really unique feel. We're doing that with the wonderful and very furry Aaron Buman.
Aaron Buman. Beardy guy number two. Or is it other beardy guy?
It's other beardy guy, but they don't really know about that because nobody's seen that.
Oh, but they'll be able to listen back to this when they go back
when
to
Gamers
the
releases,
Two Bards Vault.
When Gamers releases, this podcast will suddenly have become a little bit more relevant.
Just a little.
Just a little. I think it's funny because that's assuming that the rest of it stays relevant and everything is time sensitive. So, really, there's just going to be a small little relevance spike.
Yes.
Sort of a little quantum entanglement relevance. Like
little uptick.
A little uptick.
Relevancy.
After a very severe downtick.
They'll come back and say, when you said glass cannons in the fall, did you mean 2013 or 2014?
Sir, we just said the fall.
We left it ambiguous for a reason.
I don't think in years. I only think in seasons.
Yes.
So, to me, might as well be 1989. I don't even care. Two weekends ago, we filmed a Kickstarter video for the illustrious...
Matthew Vansel.
Matthew Richard Vansel. Author of... all of your favorite gamers, demon hunters, and journey quest writing, and he is continuing, but he's going a little bit rogue and writing a novel. So more will be coming up about that. The Kickstarter is set to launch very soon, within the next 3 or 4 weeks, I believe, and the novel is Pwned, and yes, it is a gamer's story. But you can learn more about that at the Kickstarter site when it goes live, and we will absolutely be sharing that.
And for those of you playing at home that don't know specific dates, we're talking about end of March, early April.
Yes, end of March. Yes. So if you found us in May, sorry. This is a completely irrelevant podcast for you because even the gamer's reference isn't going to matter for another 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So.
Also, interesting side note that Andy doesn't know I'm going to bring up, but I find exceedingly hilarious. Now that we know that Matthew Richard Vansel is the full name of Mr. Vansel, mm-hmm. I happen to know Ben Dobbin's middle initial. And I found it very funny that ABCD is A. Ben C. Dobbin's anagram. And what's the thing when you do the...
Acronym.
Acronym.
Yes.
So I just found that... I giggled a little when I saw Ben C. Dot. You can find it at IMDb if you want to know what the middle name is, because it's listed there. I'm not going to give it away. But now Ben and I share the same middle initial. I don't know why he doesn't go by Ben C. Dobbins. I mean, Scott C. Brown has done wonders for me in making sure people know that I'm not a senator from Massachusetts.
That's because he doesn't have a name that's essentially as ubiquitous as Chicken McNugget. Ben Dobbins is fairly unique. Scott Brown is
pretty generic. Pretty Jermaine.
Jermaine. No, Jermaine is useful.
Tito's not, though.
No, not at all.
Little bitch. Anyway, what are the other projects we got coming up?
Well, wow. aside from that...
We should just call this Two Bards a podcast of tangents.
Right. So aside from the pending lawsuit from the Jackson family fucking... lawyers, I think that
I wasn't talking about Tito Jackson.
Oh, Tito Ortiz.
Yes.
He will punch the shit out of your neck.
He may.
But his
lawyers are much less rabid than the Jackson family.
It's true, because they don't have to be.
They know.
I'm just saying he'll hurt you a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's all of our major projects. We have some other side geek projects, website stuff. You're doing a ton of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with Ben on getting the Zombie Orpheus Entertainment player hopefully delivered within the next couple of weeks. Don't hold me to that, but we're really trying very hard. We've got a screening coming up for the Lewis McChord Air Base.
Yes.
We're going to... a wonderful project by Rick Walters and Tiffany Pike Schmidt, where they are bringing soldiers who have returned from war zones, specifically active war zones. They're helping them use film to sort of cope with the readjustment, and it's leading to some really interesting stuff, and you should definitely keep your eye out for the Warrior Film Project. Looks like it's going to be very cool.
Yes.
So we're screening for them and doing a Q&A on the 24th, so that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
We didn't mention Christian was going to be in Reservoir Dogs, right?
We did mention Christian was going to be in Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, cool.
Like, that guy needs more publicity. We did an interview with Christian.
I know.
A full-on interview with Christian.
That was so 20 minutes ago.
It was about exactly 20 minutes ago, actually. I think that's about it for this week. So thank you for joining us for our very first Two Bards podcast. If you are a corporation who wants to give us money to plug stuff, or if you're a fan, but... you know, we know what the order is. Please hit us up on Twitter at TwoBards. You can hit us up individually. I am at Occam's Monkey because I'm an asshole. That's OccamsMonkey.
Asshole. I can spell.
I'm logging into your account. I am changing it to Scott Shithead or something. Like, I... fuck. Or you can hit up Scott at the Scott C. Brown.
It's changed.
It was formerly Scott C. Brown Acts, but it is now the Scott C. Brown, because his ego is huge.
And it was available, and it is technically one letter short than Scott C. Brown Ass.
Ass. Yes, Scott C. Brown Ass.
Yes, that's probably what it should have been.
Well, and again, you know, if you chunk it out, Scott C. Brown Acts is four mental chunks.
Yes.
Whereas the Scott C. Brown is it's also four, but it flows more like two.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to remember the Scott C. Brown. We hope. Tell us whether or not you remember the Scott C. Brown. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, Subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is kind of empty right now, or subscribe to our Vimeo channel. And last but not least, check out twobards.com, where we will hopefully have some upcoming news very shortly, as well as our video links, and you can find all of our social media contact information there. Additionally, hit us up if you want recipes, or just if you want us to look up stuff on the internet. We'll do that. We really don't...
Yeah.
We'll do pretty much anything. So, yeah. We won't film weddings. That's the one thing we won't do.
No. I will, however, perform weddings, because I am...
That's true. That's true.
...ordained and able to do so. I've gotten three under my belt, and they're all still married, so my track record thus far is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And technically a fourth that wasn't quite so legal, but...
No, that's not technically. In fact, technically it's three you have performed for.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks, guys. And we will hopefully see you next week.
Oh, and as always, Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening, please come on our podcast.
Please come on our podcast. Please.